The current spoiler warning level is Raven.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of Raven. We're talking about a machine and its variants from Armored Core 4, and also another extra machine from Armored Core 4 near the end. So that's obviously no real spoilers. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG, Listener Request Edition. That's right, part two of this week, where we talk about listener requests. Hey, I'm going to tease something for you folks. I've got a... Dylan doesn't open the spreadsheet ever.
Nope.
I have another tab that I'm working on something. It's going to take more work. We're not ready yet, but,
See, this is why it's good I don't open it, because then you can give me secrets and surprises.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'll work with whatever you give me. There are so many tabs, however, that if you just open it up and were to add something to say early, you wouldn't see it. No pressure, but you could do that sometime.
Look.
Here we go. We're going to roll.
Don't be mean, me.
I'm not being mean. I'm offering opportunities for you to be helpful. I'm rolling a d4. It's odd or even is what we're doing here.
Yep. Oh, wait. Are we at that many now?
That there are two halves of the listener request? Yeah.
Oh, wait, duh, sorry. My brain completely spacing. I'm like, why don't you roll a D2?
Look. Yeah, I don't carry a lot of coins. So,
Look.
So it's the second half.
That's fine. Okay.
I'm rolling a D12 for the second half.
Okay.
So we have 32 requests at the
Anything
moment.
Anything wild after our Godmars adventure?
Yes. Especially on the second half. There are some wild possibilities here.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we get.
In fact, we got a wild one.
Okay. What is it?
We are talking about the 03.
The 03?
I gave you the model number. I figured you'd get it.
Expand, I don't know.
Okay. All right. The 03 Alia is a biped Ray Leonard middleweight next model that first appeared in Armored Core 4.
Yo! Okay, yeah, no. This one I know. Not only that, I will provide us art because I have the Armored Core 4 art book. Hell yeah. I don't know. Well, technically speaking, 603 Alia is the model number of that robot, but that would be, in fact, giving a little too much away.
Fair enough. I mean, well...
When you say 03, my brain goes, okay, I was like, the Getter 3?
This is a request by Penn Wyvern from Twitter. Thank you for the request. It's always fun to talk about non-Gundam. It's always fun to talk about Gundam, too, but, it's nice to mix things up.
Mm-hmm. And this is a design that, if people happen to follow me on Twitter, they all know that I like, because every year I usually at least once go into my Armored Core 4 art book, specifically the 4 and 4 Answer Design Works art book, and then I start posting, because I love this machine. Have you ever played Armored Core 4? I can't remember.
No, here's a question I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I'll have to double check, I believe I have behind me both Armored Core 4 and 4 Answer. Is there any reason I should play 4 if I have 4 Answer? Should I just play 4 Answer?
I've only played 4 Answer. Four is actually one of my gaps. I know people who like 4 Answer way more than 4 generally. That is usually how it goes. 4 Answer, a lot of things that I know were added to 4 Answer are things I think are cool. So I think you should just go with 4 Answer personally. But yeah,
okay.
And this is kind of like the, I guess you would say flagship, because here's the thing, Armored Core, you are never just using, like, generally speaking, at least if you're like me, you're not going to just be using a straight up like AC as just itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of like the major, this appears in like promotional content when you start off in Armored Core for answer. I believe one of the you get to pick like what your affiliation is at the start, and that'll determine your starting equipment. And like this is like the unaffiliated one, if I remember right, is the Alia.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is of course how I start, because I love this machine. I actually own a Kotobukiya model of this machine. It's great. Just to link you some bits, this art book rules. Actually, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna take a second, and I'm gonna actually just zip up all these images, because there's a lot of them for the Alia, and I'm actually gonna zip up a related mech, because I can even do that on this one. And I'll just send you like the little pack of images, that way we can look through them together. Like maybe like I can tell you which page I'm looking at, basically, like, so that way we can look together at like, hey, you know, this is this robot. It's gonna be a lot, so just give me one sec. It's not a ton, but it's gonna be a couple. Let's see, where does it end? Because I even have sketches of like, you know, the various parts that are associated with it, so that's always fun.
Man, I'm just looking at this page, which doesn't have nearly as many images as you're about to send me, but even so, I'm just being like, man, I need to fucking play this game. This is so sick. I miss Armored Core so much.
All right, let's see. How many megabytes is this? Fucking 28 megabytes. Give me one sec. I know how to fix this. MediaFire doesn't require that you have an account anymore.
Why don't you just put it on Drive? What are you talking
about? Oh, wait, our Drive, duh. I forget that we have a Drive frequently. I like upload to it regularly, but I just don't think about it.
Sometimes Dylan forgets that it's not, you know, 1995, and Dylan's like, let me upload this to GeoCities. And I'm
look,
like,
people sometimes ask me for books, and I like putting them somewhere where I could quickly get rid of them.
On Angel Fire.
Anyway, it has been uploaded. You should see a Armored Core 4-4 answer.
So, why?
Right. Do you see the zip file in the Mechanista folder?
Yeah, I'm downloading it, but like,
I didn't zip the whole book. It's titled based on the folder.
Why is it called GeoCities? All cities are GeoCities, at least right now.
Oh god damn it! You were leading into a joke. I thought you were asking why.
That's not a joke. I just don't understand. We don't have cities on in space yet.
Look, I wasn't around on that era. And that is an era that look. I had a period where what I would do at night, I am so sorry, listener, who requested this for having to diverge into a little bit of internet talk. I used to do GeoCities dives where I would just like look up keywords on a GeoCities archive and just look at like old websites people had, and it fucking ruled. What a good way to use the internet.
Sounds all right.
So we have a lot of the early concept images here, like on the earlier pages. We'll look at those afterwards. If you want to see it basically at its like finalized form, it's going to be on page 62 there that I linked.
So Dylan is going to start referencing a bunch of page numbers because they sent me scans of a Armored Core art book. I have gone ahead and saved you all the trouble. First of all, down in the show notes, you will see a link to a Google Drive folder that contains all of these files. I have labeled them reference, so like 01 reference, 02 reference, on down through 16. They are arranged numerically as they come up in our discussion. And then the other sheets we did not end up directly referencing are just in there without being specially labeled. So you can just go numerically through the references and be able to keep up that way. Okay.
You can see the pages at the end of the file, so, you know. 0062.
What we're going to be talking about, of course, is the 03 Alia, and we're going to be talking about basically an assumption that it's going to be using that core, head, arms, legs, and I guess generator.
Yes, though there is one other set of legs that is still technically part of this design, but I'll get to it. I know how to approach this one. I'm feeling confident. All right,
please take it away.
So, the Alia. This is a Ray Leonard design, from Armored Core 4 Answer. It is like I said, it's kind of like the flagship design of original Armored Core. Like, in the intro cutscene of a lot of games, they'll usually have a specific core that, it, like, an AC or whatever. In this game, they're called Nex, so I'll call it a Nex probably more often. They have, like, something that is, like, this is, like, the primary design, right, that they are showcasing. In For Answer, it's the White Glint, a design by Shoji Kawamori that he did for the game. But in regular Armored Core 4, it was the Alia. Trying to think of it as a whole, right, because here's the thing. Again, you usually use these things piecemeal when you're playing the game. But, like, the general idea of what this mech would be, this next, is it's one of the earliest next made, right? Because the next are specifically, like, they're called next because they are the next generation of armored cores. Like, there are normals, which I think are technically armored cores as well, but the problem is normals are quote-unquote normals. Next are what you as the player use, which are basically weapons of mass destruction. They're pretty messed up. Like, you know, they have a generator that literally, like, produces Kojima particles, which do bad things to the Earth. Just completely ruin the Earth. So even, like, deploying these in an area, like, you know, just causes environmental damage. They have a thing called, like, just a general next thing, but this would include the Alia. They have a thing called Primal Armor, which is basically, like, a sort of barrier made from these particles that allow it to, like, shrug off most attacks. They move at incredibly high speeds. Like, if you've ever seen gameplay videos of the game, you know that they move really, you know, fast. Basically, what the Alia does, though, is it mostly is just a high-speed machine that does a lot of ground combat in its primary mode. The idea would be you are boosting really fast on the ground with it all the time, and this is what, like, a soldier would do in this. It's not good at... It has, like, a low aim stat, so... if the thing is, though, it's already moving at high speed, so it's already not going to be great at precision anyway. So the idea is, oh, you can maybe, you know, use, like, a machine gun in a hand, and then, like, you would be firing that while you're moving at high speeds at the enemy, and hopefully it would just be hitting because it's a machine gun. There are, of course, different armor, different weapons that get associated with it. Like, you know, later on you have, like, the Unsung, which is a specific version of it used by a certain character, and it has, like, basically a beam bazooka on, like, as the handheld weapon, and then, like, an over-the-shoulder cannon. That one also uses the reverse joint legs that I'll be talking about. So, you know, the thing about Armored Core, though, is you generally decide how you want to play, and you usually try to build around that. So it's a really interesting mech game because of that. Like, sometimes you're, like, stuck trying to figure out, okay, how do I make what I have work, like, especially early on? But eventually you hit a point where it's like, okay, I know how I am comfortable playing. How do I optimize this? I use these parts a lot because these happen to work out for how I play a lot. You know, I will use, like, I will typically, even when they're not the optimal parts because of how good they look, I will use these parts too. Because sometimes, it's like a Souls game too, right? Sometimes you simply play for the fashion. This is a good looking mech. The head. So starting with the head. Actually, let's start with the core because it's on that page we had you open, so I guess we'll start with the core. The good thing is we can distinctly talk about the parts of this because that's how Armored Core works.
Mm-hmm.
So for the core, which is the primary torso unit, as well as, like, the integrated backpack, we've got a very pointy front core. You've got these cool little, like, on the either side of the chest, like, it almost has, like, Gundam-style vents with these, like, weird sort of, like, radome-y coil things underneath either side on, like, under the vents that are visible. Mm-hmm. You've got these cool, like, little panels also on the front, which my presumption would be that would be, like, for heat dissipation. You know, they don't talk about this stuff in game, obviously, but we can kind of assume based on the design, because it looks, you know, it looks like a heat sink at the front. You've got a grill of, like, metal that is on the front there. For the back of it, So it has a very race car like shape, though, to me. Like, just it even has like a little spoiler on the back, as you may notice there.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to like cut off like the bottom torso of this and put wheels on it, it would look like some weird, sick future car. Even the area where the head is looks like you could put like, you know, a little glass like windshield over it. You can see on the back, though, you have the backpack mounts, because the way that armored cores work is they usually have backpack based weapons, so you will have two back mounts, and then on the two front mounts you have those are where the arms are loaded. On the very back you do have where the overboost on this is located. This is a machine that uses overboost.
You explain overboost for us?
So the idea of overboost is, what if I just expend all my energy to go really fast? So what you do is you hit the button. You can't really rotate very good, but you move in lines really fast. Generally, you have a lot of very long distance combat over very like barren maps in Armored Core. So overboost you would use for like, hey, I'm trying to either get to a thing really quick in the distance, or even if you just want to leave an area so you can like readjust yourself. Like if you're fighting an enemy AC and it is like moving around in a way that it's like, oh, it is running circles around me. You can use that to go away from the battlefield, turn around, get your bearings, etc. Lots of different uses for it. So yeah, overboost though is a mechanic that's been around in Armored Core for a long time, but you generally are just doing a super fast boost. The whole time you're doing it, your energy is draining, and you generally don't want your energy to drain all the way. So you will usually use it more in like either short bursts or, you know, something like that, rather than as like a this is how I am moving all the time thing, because obviously you can't. Because energy management is a very important part of especially Armored Core 4 and 4 Answer. Because ACs in this, like I mentioned, mechs do not move like normal ACs. ACs in older Armored Core games move like mechs. They're not quite tanky. They're not quite, you know, super fast, like, experimental prototypes. They're kind of just like what you would expect like an average mecha in a thing to be like.
Well, and these, I feel like,
are not like that.
Some of the Armored Core decisions, like the way they wanted Armored Core to feel, like one of the most iconic choices they made, that when I was just a little kid playing these games, I was like, this is stupid, why would you do this? But I of course now think is brilliant, is that looking up and down are on L2 and R2.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, no, these machines are not super intuitive.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting, actually, because so 4 and 4 Answer finally are stepped into the next gen, and they kind of need the camera work to be like that. Though they're also really cool games that have like these really like weird minimal HUDs. Like modern games, I'm used to minimal HUDs now, and I kind of hate them a lot. But when I played Armored Core 4 Answer back on the Xbox 360 back in like 2008 or whatever, or 2009, I was just like, oh my god, this is insane. Like, this is so cool. You just see everything, and I am moving at like 500 kilometers per hour at some points, and you know, like, you are doing cool stuff. In a way that even like early AC games don't really have. Those early AC games, like you mentioned, though, yeah, I actually really like the button based looking up and down, because here's the problem. From Software, when they finally added analog look in Armored Core, I think it was Nexus was the first game to allow you to do that, Armored Core 3's expansion, because they used to just do, I guess their expansions, they're more like side games, but like, you know,
yeah.
They came out after the numbered one and were based on the number one. That's kind of what 4 Answer is too. It's based on the engine of 4, and then it's just more, it's just, you know, more new stuff, well, having all the content of the prior game. Yeah, in Nexus, when they added the analog look, though, you use it and you realize that's not how the games were ever made to be done, because it actually works like it doesn't work analog, it works 8-way. And it's really awkward to use for me, because it's actually 8-way. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, even though you're using the right analog stick, it's very distinctly, like, upper left, upper right, up, down, left, right, lower left, lower right. Like, you can feel that it is, like, there's not, like, if you put it in between something, it's not going to go in between. It's going to just keep going, like, lower left or lower right or whatever. I absolutely hate fake analog like that, so I just prefer it to be on the buttons, because Here's the thing. They made the game around the idea of that being on the buttons. So that'll be my argument for why it's fine, actually. Anyway. But yeah, no, these ACs, though, these necks are completely different in terms of just being... Again, these are weapons of mass destruction, and they are treated as such. The way that you pilot them is... The implication is basically you just set up your nerves into them, because normally, like, the G-forces would kill you as a human. So you're basically just getting turbo-wired into the machine and, like, getting, like, all these augmentations. So you're not even really, like, a normal pilot anymore. You're not, like, a normal person if you're piloting these. Mm-hmm. And, like all Armored Core, it's kind of messed up, because Armored Core games are all about being a mercenary doing really bad things, usually being hired to do bad things by bad companies.
I think it's either two or three, I don't remember, where, like, you have your choice of your first mission, you have a couple of options, but one of them is, hey, our workers are trying to form a union, go shoot at them so they think twice
yes.
about it.
Like, you're they a actually bad do person. That in several games, too. In Armored Core 1, they also do that. Armored Core 1 even also has a mission where it's like, there are squatters that are getting in the way of our urban redevelopment plan, go show them how society is. Is like the literal wording they use, like in the job description. Like, you are not a good person if you're a mech pilot. You are a bad person who is doing this for money. You are mm-hmm. a soldier of fortune. That's kind of always been a bit of the core of those games, I feel, which I kind of think is really neat about them, is that they have this, like, you know, you're never a good person. You're never doing the good thing in these games. Even when you're ostensibly doing what seems to be a good thing, you're still part of a bad system. Should note specifically the system that is used for Next is the allegorical manipulation system, also, which I think is an incredible name.
What does it do?
That's the one where they wire you into the robot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But it's called the allegorical manipulation system, and I think that's a good name. You're manipulating the allegory through your mech. Your mech sure. is an allegory.
Sure.
Get it?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sure.
It's very on the nose. This is the same game where you have a person named Maximilian Thermidor. Right. And he is a revolutionary. So, you know. From on these games is not really subtle. They're quite silly, and I love them. I absolutely adore them. So, I had to set that groundwork, though, because these apply to, like, a lot of these things I'm talking about, these concepts apply to, like, all mechs and all Armored Core stuff. It's kind of important to talk about when we're talking about the mechs, because, you know, when we go into Gundam at this point, y'all know the context of Gundam, hopefully, if you're listening, or at least you're getting enough from our show. But, you know, this is something completely different. These are not mobile suits. So, anyway, alright, we finished talking about the torso now. So, yeah, you've got a lot of little...
You didn't really talk about, like... The way the you mentioned the overboost, and that's how we kind of got on this tangent.
Yeah.
But, like, the way the overboost works here is the machine has basically four smaller verniers or thrusters pointing sort of, like, diagonally downward.
Mm-hmm. Like, and those are just, like, your standard thrusters.
Mm-hmm. These seem like the kind of thrusters you're, you know, just using all the time for little adjustments and quick movements. Yeah. And then you've got a big hatch that when you hit, you know, your I know certainly for overboost and probably for other lesser boosts as well.
Triangle by default.
this big old door opens up to reveal this big fucking rocket engine.
Yeah, it's just in the back center. It's got like little sub thrusters all over it too. And then you've got, it even has like two vents that open up on either side of it because it has to have more exhaust vents. It's really cool. I always love the way these look. And they put a lot of work into the cores on the ACs, because, you know, they feature like all your main things. They're mm-hmm. where the thrusters are. So yeah. So those are, yeah, on the back, those are the normal boosters. And that's basically it for this. Now, should mention, you can actually see like that little armor plate on the side there. Another feature of Mecha in Armored Core for Answer are things called, what are they? I'm spacing on the name. The attachments. There are attachments where you can, like, modify your mech's, like, weight, because that is a thing. Like it determines, like, if you're, like, if you put all your heavy weapons on the left side, it'll actually make it so that you kind of, like, start leaning to the left and stuff with certain things. or like your rotation speed is like a little awkward because you'll rotate faster in one direction than the other. So you use these little supplemental parts to kind of like offset the balance. Fortunately, I don't know if we have the art for those here, but I did want to mention that that is a feature on all the parts here, that you have little hard points for that. Okay, so yeah, the core, cool futuristic race car. I love how pointy it is. It's just a cool looking core. Mm-hmm. Next, we go to the head, which would be on the next page for you, so that'd be on 63. This head fucking rules, and I am stealing this if I ever make my own original mecha, because I think this idea is so good. So, the head is this weird pointy head. It is not humanoid at all. It's not trying to look like a person head. The eyes are more like on the mouth. They're like this grill around like the mouth area. If you look on the right six of the image on the upper like section there, can you see how these what these grills are? It's a shit ton of cameras, just rows of cameras.
Shit.
Yeah, and you can actually see like in the image below, like the way it lights up in game is they kind of like light up at different intervals, so they have this like moving effect. It's really cool. It's just these rows and rows and rows of cameras. Like there's five rows of cameras basically along like the quote unquote mouth area there. The head, otherwise, you have these cool, like, outward, like, heatsink vents on either side of the head. It does have a singular antenna that is usually popped up. This antenna is the bane of my existence, because on the Kotobukiya model, I snap mine, because it's so thin. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's a Kotobukiya model, and of course, they designed it really thin, and it snapped, and, it no longer has that now, so it's makes me sad. You can actually see the subpart slots on it, by the way, too. If you look at like the head on the left image, kind of like by the very nose of it, like where there's a red thing pointing down, and then you can see one a little further up. Like there's these little notches, and that's where you can put like the attachment parts, the stabilizers. That's what they're called, stabilizers, because they are for stabilizing your
Makes sense.
Next. So you can put little horns on this guy if you want too, which is fun. This is just a really cool head, though. I like the little cheek parts, like further back. You have these little radomes on the cheeks. The neck, you have these like pistons, like for the up and down movement on the neck, as well as like some cables going through. I also like that weird like ball joint. I don't even know how to describe that, but like you see what I mean, right? In like that middle where it's got like that little end piece. There's this weird ball joint there. The back of the head, you can see even more vents. So the things, you know that these are the heat dispersers because they don't glow. So you have them on the side of the head, you have one on like on the back of the head at the bottom, and then you have some on the very back of the head as well. Mm-hmm. And these are all like just heat vents because, you know, these generate a lot of heat. So you need heat sinks all over them. And yeah, and you can see the CG model in game. They put a lot of work into this game, by the way. For all the complaints about, I remember at the time, I will always be on reviewers for how they reviewed Armored Core games, because I remembered when people were not nice to From Software ever, and they were like, look at this cheap garbage. They put a lot of work into these robot parts, though.
Yeah.
So
and they don't, like, and it's easy to, like, I feel like at the time, it was easy to sort of, like, just be like, oh, whatever, I don't think this looks very good. But, like, you have to take into account, like, they're working in the sort of real robot space, and like their designs are so distinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to make your, like, the influence of things like, you know, Gundam and Eva looms very large over the space, or even other things, you know, you've got like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, there's a whole ton of shit, and like even just coming up with your own designs that look good is a lot of work, and then also they are like lovingly rendered and detailed.
Uh-huh. And they have to, not only that, but then they have to make all these parts work together, because that's the thing. We're talking about one design, but in-game, again, this head, you can put it on any core. The mm-hmm. torso, you can use that core with any combination of head, arms, legs, etc. So, you know, this is a game that had a lot of work. But the environments weren't as pretty as you wanted on the PS3. You know, so it was bad. Whatever. I get regularly mad because I've been reading bad reviews that were like very down on Armored Core since like the PS2 era, and now everyone is happy for them because everyone loves From Software now. I was a From Software fan before Dark Souls, or even Demon's Souls, which I also played and really liked, because I have always loved Armored Core.
See, I was an Age Tech fan. I didn't know who From Software was.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to admit, like, same thing, Age though, Tech's right? Good. I played a lot of, Age Tech, the company that did all the translations for them. Did a lot of Age Tech games. Going to admit, in reality, I was not I didn't know they were From Software. I just knew I loved Armored Core.
Yeah.
And then I found out they made a lot of other cool things. And then they made Demon Souls, and that was like, oh my god, this game is insane. I love it. Anyway.
I remember reading an article that someone wrote that was just like, I'm playing this game that, like, oh my god, they have to bring it to America. It's called Demon Souls, and they went on to describe their experience with it, and it sounded fake. It sounded like they were writing fanfic. It's like, this shit didn't happen.
It is really funny because I feel like if you didn't know what Demon's Souls was and you hadn't played like any other game like that, which there weren't a lot at the time. Obviously now there's all kinds of people that are trying to do Demon's Souls things. You have fucking iframe dodges in Pokemon Legends Arceus that you are doing, you know, that are very like Souls-ish. So, and you know, like the DNA of Souls has gone everywhere. But Demon's Souls, goddamn, what a fucking game, like, if you've never had any experience with a game like that at the time.
I just remember there being, and I didn't know where I was going, and it was really dark, and it's like, oh man, it's too dark, I can't see where I'm going, and there were these, like, demon bats, and I'm like, you were hallucinating, or not paying attention, the game told you where to go, it's a video game.
It's a video game in the PS3 era, it has a bunch of tutorializing, and is gonna... you know, be really, yeah, it's gonna not be obtuse at all. And then it's actually very obtuse, and it rules for it, and there are no good websites for it. Fetch Your Life still sucks for the Dark Souls series anyway, even though it'll technically have a lot of correct information. It'll be just enough incorrect stuff to make me mad, but anyway, back to this though. So we're good on the head now. It's just a really good head design, really solid head design. I love the eyes. The idea of like doing these like glowing like rows of eyes like that is just love it. So good. All right, next page, we have the arms. So I guess we'll talk about the arms. The arms are interesting. You've got a large shoulder. You've got like front vents on either shoulder. On the side of the shoulder, you have this like little part that sticks out, like this little round part. That is for the shoulder options, because all Armored Core like shoulders need, you know, a slot for shoulder options. Think the white glint is the exception. I can't remember I think the white glint can't do side parts. It's like the only mech in the game that can't, because it has some special unique features. It does. But, Aliyah has that, so you have this little port there. I do like, on the front vent, by the way, you have these, like, pointy, like, little bars. Like, it's just, like, a bar that goes over the vent that I think looks really cool. Very distinct shape. Here's the thing about the Aliyah. It's very pointy towards the front in a way I really like. Like, you have a lot of, like, just things that are pointing frontwards. From the way that these, like, shoulders are designed, like, with their, like, pointy top and bottom, and then, like, the middle of, like, the indent on it has another, like, pointy bar piece going over the vent, the vents. It's just really good. It has a really unique identity to it. Like, it doesn't look like other mecha arms, you know? Mm. And it especially doesn't when we go down, because this is a thing that's common on Armored Core mecha that I think... I wish kind of more mecha did. So the upper arm, you've got this like, you know, pointy piece of armor on the top. You go down, you get to where it connects into the lower arm. It's kind of a small bicep. And then you'll notice it's not like it cannot point its arm all the way down. This arm is not designed for that. Because here's the thing. If you're using a mech's like arm in combat, like in firing the gun in combat, it's going to be pointing forward anyway. You're never really going to need the arm to go all the way down. So a lot of times in Armored Core, especially probably because it helps with like animation purposes, they just design them. They don't care about that. They don't care about the ability for it to point down.
Wouldn't you want to be able to do a full extension if you're using a blade, though?
No.
Okay. No.
Right. Well, because the blades in Armored Core generally also are not like a consistent like blade. It's usually something like a like a, either a pile bunker or like a short range blade like that, or you're using like a beam blade that extends out anyway. And usually the arms still have enough movement that they can like swing it, and you're usually doing swings anyway. You're not going for like stabs unless you're
That's true.
Unless you're using a pile bunker. And if you're using a pile bunker, it's so short range anyway. And also, I can't imagine with the speeds you're going in Armored Core that you want to be going 500 miles with your arm fully extended into the enemy like that.
And also, you want to have your arm bent when you're using a pile bunker for shock absorption. Or like, because if you lock that elbow, you're going to snap the arm.
Yeah, the arm's just going to break. So yeah, and usually the pile bunkers are a multiple use, so the arm is like this really complex, like it almost looks like a side skirt or something, like if we were looking in Gundam, right? Because like if you look at the back of it, it's got all these like little like slots, boosters, and like this weird little cap that looks like it could be like a either fuel or something else, some kind of like liquid, a little like thruster looking piece. You've just got all these like, this looks like it would be a side skirt, but then you look at the end and you've got a little hand at the end. I do really love the big like hand cover that it has on the side of the arm too there, because like the hand is just like on this little like circular like wrist joint in there, and then you've got this huge cover that it just, you know, blocks the back of the hand. This hand is a little over complex because of one specific reason, which we'll get to on the next page. But you can see actually an earlier version of the arm there that is colored that doesn't have all of the extra parts on it.
Yeah, it also looks quite good.
Yeah, it still looks pretty good. It's still very Armored Core-y, too. It still can't like extend the elbow all the way. You know what? It can still do it a decent bit, actually, looking at the way it's offset. It's not like it can't bring the arm up at all, or like down at all, but you know, it's just something that's interesting to me, because like Armored Core doesn't really care about the idea of a full range of movement on the arms in a way that like, it's like, well, your arm can rotate, why would you want to straighten it? You know, the arm can rotate all the way 360. You want an arm that can lock in place and like be more stable, right?
And it's part of what makes Armored Core like positionally interesting, because it's between like a mech warrior BattleTech style and like a Gundam style, right? They are not trying to actually make them like big people, but also they're not just trying to make them big gunboats.
Yeah. Like in this game especially, right? Like, I mean, speaking of BattleTech people, I used to, when I was a dummy online, and you know, that time when you're online, when you search out things you know are going to make you mad, I would sometimes look at BattleTech forums and see what they have to say about, you know, like Japanese mecha and stuff. And they could complain about how, I would see complaints even about this game about, they all move so quickly. They're all just samurai moving at high speeds. And I'm like, I hate all of you people. I will not make an account. I will simply just be mad online from a distance at all times. Luckily, I got out of the habit of reading things that I knew would make me mad. Now I know not to ever care about an Armored Core or a MechWarrior fan's opinion. I mean, that's semi-jokingly, listener. But anyway, yeah, like, in reality, though, they do account for, like, yeah, like, they still go for stylish, but they still also go for, like, hey, you know, let's build these, like, with the idea of this being, like, a combat weapon. They just know how to do it while being stylish, and, yeah, they do a good job of it. On the next page, you can actually see a scrapped plan idea that they had, where the reason why it has the big arm is it actually would have a subarm unit on the bottom there that could pop and grab like the bottom of the gun to lock it in place even better. They never use that in the game. I've only ever seen that in this book. It would have been so cool if it could do that in game, but
the problem is
you would have to design that for like every gun. You would then have to design like a secondary handle for that to be usable. Or at the very least, you would need to make a couple of special guns that would be for that. It does look really cool though. Just having like two points of grabbing a gun like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, next page, we can finally get to the legs then, which would be the final part of the actual robot. The legs on the top of this page, the Alia legs. So you've got two big thruster side skirts. You can see that they're actually separated from the legs in the art here. They're in the center bit, but it's got these like really cool pointy side skirts that I like a lot. The actual upper thigh is kind of similar in design to like the shoulder. Like you've got like this little scoop piece above. Though it's got like this weird little like kind of like round vent piece in the upper thigh, and then you've got like the same kind of piece that's in the middle of the shoulder. You've got like that pointy piece, like right above the knee, like this like bar.
Mm-hmm.
For the central crotch area, very skinny, like just not a lot like going on there. Like it's not like very thick or anything. You've just got like on the front, you've got like a single little like crotch horn basically. And then on the rear part, you've got two little back ones. But it's a very small, it actually has a very small waist compared to like when you think of like waists in like, you know, on mobile suits, because the skirts and whatnot are built onto the leg rather than onto like the waist. So this waist is mostly just a plug and then like a little horn part on the front.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you have the side skirts that are attached to the sides of the thighs. And you've just got these big armor parts on the upper leg. When you hit the knee, you actually have like this big, cool, like spiky, like knee that sticks out. The back of it looks like it has more heat sinks on it. On the back of the leg, you've got, it almost looks like it looks familiar, but not familiar, right? Like you can see elements here that are like very clearly like, oh, like Gundam does things like this, right? Like mm-hmm. you've got like the sides of the calf. And then, on the back of that, the leg, you've got like a little scoop, and then you've got the thrusters below it. The shapes are just not what you see normally with a mobile suit, though. Also on the front of the knee, I should mention, you also have another one of those pointy little bars just going around the lower leg, which looks cool. But like the leg shapes are like, it's this like mix of like really angular parts, and it's also really skinny, like in the middle. Like it's not a very wide leg. It's just weird because, like, looking at it, because we look at so many mobile suits, like, I can imagine a mobile suit version of this leg that it does not look like this. But, like, I can recognize all the parts of this that would be on, like, a mobile suit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it and you're like, if you're trying to compare it to Gundam, your brain goes to, like, an Astray or, like, a Barzam or one of these more, you know, like, one of these more out there designs in certain ways, but it never, you can never fully like square it, right?
Something I like about it though,
because that it's Gundam, because it's not.
Yeah, well, it's like you said though, right? Like, here's the thing: a lot of shows, not just Gundam, but like a lot of shows. I mean, we have a lot of the same people working on them, you know, mm-hmm. Ebikawa, Okawara, etc. And like, you can see like the through lines on their designs, even when they make distinct designs. I do think ACs generally have a lot of their own identity, which is also why I wish the series was more appreciated, especially these later ones, because I think they have a lot of their own cool identity to them. So right below the thrusters on the back of the leg, you have like this, like kind of like this piston-y piece, and like some very thin armor in front of that. Going then onto the foot is actually, again, kind of analogous to a Gundam design in some ways. Like, you have clearly defined, like, a ankle armor going around the foot. And but then the foot is weird because it's, like, a weird three-toed foot. And it has, like, this weird, like, back heel armor. Three-toed feet, also popular in a lot of, like, military mecha games, such as Front Mission and whatnot. Doesn't come up in Gundam very often, though. Like, you know, three distinct, like, big toes like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these legs are good. I think they're just cool-looking legs. The thing about them, though, is they are not as cool as the ones I like, which are the Alicia legs, which are the alternate ones. These are the Digitigrade legs, and I love these. So
Alicia has it's the 04 Alicia. Is there not a full Alicia?
No, there's not a full Alicia. It's just the part set. There's a 04 Alicia legs, but they didn't actually make, like, Alicia arms and stuff. It's just, these legs are just intended as an alternative to the Alia's legs.
Gotcha.
And they have a different combat role, because what these can do is these can do really big hops. I mentioned that the other legs, typically because you have such high energy consumption on them, I think the idea in its base form is that it would be boosting around on the ground. When you're, gameplay-wise, when you're in the air, it consumes more of your energy to be boosting around, obviously. So, because you're in the air, and now you have to stay afloat on top of doing all this high-speed movement. These legs, though, they jump you into the air higher, and, you know, these are considered just better, like, for, like, doing, like, quick aerial combat with this. Which is funny, because they're digitigrade, so your brain might go, huh, I wonder, like, if it, like, walks with those, but no, they're more for jumping, actually, and then less energy consumption overall. So If you look, but also with the less energy consumption, I believe compared to the normal legs, these also have less carry weight. Because as since you've played some Armored Core games before, as you may know, ACs have weight limits, and you cannot put too much on them, or they will start suffering performance degradation.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, reverse joint legs tend to not have very high equipment loads, because the whole point of them is to be mobile, and do, like, you know, mobile leg things. So if you're putting a bunch of weight on them, that's not good. So the side skirts on the Alicia legs are actually the same. They're still, like, the exact same design as the Aaliyah's. But, like, and even, like, the crotch piece is the same. Where it changes, though, is on the upper leg. You've got, like, this really flat upper leg piece that's not very long, because then you have a joint going into, like, a knee. I don't even know how to really talk about these, because it's not even really digitigrade. There's, like, a double jointing going on here, you know what I mean? Because it also has a distinct foot, whereas, like, normally with digitigrade, you're standing on your toes, right? Like, on the ends of your feet is what a digitigrade animal is doing. This is just, like, weird double jointed reverse joint legs.
I mean, I don't think technically, I mean, like, you're... No, you're right. That is the definition of digitigrade, is they have to be, you know, walking with their toes. So, yeah. I mean, people often just use the term reverse joint.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have, like... So, really flat, like, first leg segment. I can't even call it a thigh, because it's not really the thigh. Connecting into, like, you know, the knees there. Because those clearly do look more like knees. Like, you've got these triangular armor pieces that have, like, a little gap between them. Again, I like that this just goes so much with all, the, like, the horizontal pointiness that all these parts have had. Then that is itself, you know, these knees are connected into a leg that runs back, where you hit another joint. On the reverse of that joint, you have a knee piece. It's the backwards knee, I guess, which are like some, like, it's like a series of blades, which, again, whenever I see bladed designs like that, I'm just assuming that's heat dissipation.
Yeah, I think so.
Just, you know, heat sinks, especially given, like, their location. You do have some boosters under some, like, little flaps there on the back. And then the rest of the leg going down is designed like it would be, like, a lower leg. It's just pointing forward very much. So you've got, like, two little vents on either side of them as you run down them. Really good shape. I like how pointy they are. I like the panel lining work on them. You have two little, like, side, like, ankle armors. You don't have, like, the full, like, foot coverage that the first one had in the same way. And then the feet are just these two really long paddle feet, basically. There's one toe on the front and one even larger one on the back. Really big foot. Again, also the idea is for balance too.
It makes it look like it should be it should have a fucking Wave Rider mode.
Mm-hmm. I love these legs though. I think they're really cool looking in game. They don't look good when they walk, because there is walking animations for a lot of the reverse joint legs. And the irony of them is they look a little wonky, but you don't walk in Armored Core 4 anyway. A thing that you will learn when playing it, you don't walk. You're always holding down that, like, boost button to be moving around, because in all Armored Core games, boost was like an extra thing you did, and then over boosting was like an emergency thing you did. In 4 and 4 Answer, boosting is kind of your norm. And then quick boosting is what you do when you need to... I didn't mention quick boosting earlier, actually, because it hasn't really come up here. But the idea is there are omnidirectional boosters all over the design as well, that it can do a quick burst from, and it can quick boost, and it just basically just sends you, like, flying really fast in a direction, but only for a short distance. So you're doing, like, basically... short-range teleports, like, not actually, like, you're seeing your movement, but you know what I mean, right? Like, in mm-hmm. function, that's what you're doing. And that kind of replaced, like, the old boost, like, as the thing that you do for dodging and all that. And then overboost is still overboost. But, yeah, this design, though, I love everything about this. Talking about this whole design, like, altogether, like, when you're looking at it, I can see why this is, like, when they are, like, hey, we need a representative for our new Armored Core game that is on the next generation of consoles, after we've done, you know, 3 and, like, a billion versions of 3, this is their idea of, like, the epitome of a next-gen, like, Armored Core. And I can see why. It's great. It fucking rules. It's just... it looks futuristic, right? Like, you've played Armored Core, like, older ones, right? And this doesn't look like that, imagine.
No.
This, I mean, you can still tell this is, like, from Armored Core when you look at it. Like, it still has that identity, but it doesn't... If you saw this in, like, one of the old games, this would be, like, a final boss, right? Like,
it's... The older stuff feels a lot more industrial, I would say.
Yeah. This would be, like... You're at the end of, like, one of the three expansions and fighting someone on a moon base, and this is, like, a prototype that they deploy. and that you can't get any of the parts for yourself or something. It's so good. I also love, because they did, like, the big cutscene with it, you'll notice on the next page, page 67 there, they have, like, all these cool close-ups, and also this little man there that is, like, a weird test, like, for scale model, I guess. I love the weird little man. It's on the upper left part of the upper left second image.
There he is.
Yeah, just a little guy. I love all the detail, though, on this leg, like on the piston there for the leg. Because that's basically just a big shock absorber that you see visible on the back there is what that looks like to me.
I know you'd need pretty big shock absorbers given the way these things fucking move.
Mm-hmm. So, in a weird bit of thing that we usually don't talk about with Gundam because it's not visible, but because it's here, and they did art for it, and we have the art, and it is parts of this AC... I guess we could talk about its generators and boosters.
Sure.
So for the generator, I think this is a cool looking generator. It's just this weird triangular. I love that you can see the parts in Armored Core is the thing. It's like this weird, like, kind of like triangular thing. It's got like a bunch of heat sinks in the middle of it. And then it has like what looks like two nuclear rods stuck into it on the top and bottom, which I'm assuming are actually like, They do the Kojima particles. And then you have the upgraded version of this, which is the Maxwell, which is really funny because it is just this times three. Like, literally. You can see that there are three triangles, and then there are three of those things on top and three of those things on the bottom.
Yeah, and I mean, it was engineered to be three, right? Like, some of the parts, like the exhaust and stuff, are not three of the exhaust. It's a new exhaust that covers all three and stuff. So yeah. It was engineered to be what it is, but it just does times three.
It's really funny though. Same with like, so you also have some boosters here. You have the Virtue booster, which is technically for the Alia, but it's like a very, very different design than what you're used to seeing. I can't remember if Armored Core 4, I don't think it actually changes the thrusters on the design, sadly. Some of the older Armored Core games did, but this game, because like I think they have a lot of the boosters all over the body, they don't do it in the same way. Which is fair. But I like these, I just like these different vernier designs. I like that they bothered, they didn't need to do all this is the thing, right? Like, that's what I love about, like, the Armored Core games, is they didn't need to do all this, but they did all this art, and it's really cool. You can see, like, where it plugs into, like, a fuel tank or something in the back there. Mm-hmm. You can see, like, you know, like, you can see the internals that are not, visible outside. Same with, like, the side boosters, that are, like, there and stuff. It's just really cool. And then the over booster, which just looks like something you would throw leaves into to dispose of them.
So here's a confusing thing to me. Yeah, there are two different designs. And with the main booster, that makes sense because there's the Virtue and the Alia. For back booster, it's just one. For side and overed, both of them are labeled Alia. Why are there two different designs?
I think this might be mislabeled in this book. There's actually a couple of sections like that where they mislabel things. I think these are not labeled correctly there.
That makes more sense. Also, they have the art backwards on the overed.
Yeah, you can actually see that they also... This book has a couple of wonky things on parts of it, unfortunately. Now, we get to talk about what we talk about when we finish Mobile Suits usually. On, you know, Gundam episodes, but weapons. Because even though, again, you can use weapons with all kinds of different ACs, there are technically weapons that are made by Ray Leonard that are usually depicted with this. And for this one, we have the Marv, which I believe is just a rifle. Let me double check that, though. An assault rifle is how they describe that. And my brain is just like, I can't remember. Is an assault rifle just a rifle? It is the highest damage rifle per second rifle, at least in AC4. Which, that's pretty cool. But yeah, no, this is a cool rifle. I like this design. So you've got like this, you do have like a, it has like a, you know, a Gundam scope type of situation going on the top of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That little box on the top right behind the scope, by the way, is supposed to be the magazine, because in-game you do reload. I also really love this detail that, again, something silly that you will never see in-game, especially because in-game when you reload, you don't actually reload, because that would be, again, very overly complex. But look at the hand there. There's a AC hand holding the 45mm shell, which is very funny to me.
Oh boy.
That's... Yeah, you have a little robot hand holding a little bullet, and I kind of love that.
That's kind of cute.
But yeah, so you've got this like weird box magazine on the top. I love the grip on this. I actually really like weird pseudo ergonomic grip, especially on robot designs. Cuz like I know that like on like a P90 or whatever, that's usually what like that weird like circular section is for, right? Is like ergonomic properties, tucking like where you put your hand, like the palm of your hand in there. This one has like a, it's not even like a really an ergonomic design, it's just a weird thing, but it kind of like it is reminiscent of that, and I love the way that looks, though, like the weird trigger mechanism and like the circular parts.
Well, you do have that little, has the echo of the, yeah, the second, you know, the second grip there, right?
Yeah on the back, like it's clearly on the final design, like just like a weird stock kind of, or like a pseudo stock, I guess, because it's not going to be bumping into anything, but you know, you could tell that that's probably supposed to be like a pull-out handle. And then yeah, the front barrel, you've got this like, I do like that it also has, did you notice it has a mounting, like a scope mount on the top in front of like the scope, like it has the rail?
Oh yeah, it has the Picatinny rail, yeah,
which is really weird because you're not putting attachments on this, but it is funny to me that it has that. And then you've got this just like this big armor over like the front of the rifle. And then almost like a bayonet is what it looks like to me at the bottom. Like it's not, but like the way that the armor is designed there, it looks like a bayonet. I'm curious. I wish I could read these notes a bit, because I would be curious what that was for. Just like that weird, like, you know, big pointy section at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands, this is just a really cool looking rifle.
My only problem with it is, and I'm sure, you know, it's a video game, it's fine, right? But given the size of the bullets and the size of that magazine, this thing can hold like 10 shots.
Yeah, well, it is an assault rifle, so I think it doesn't actually hold very much. Let me see if we actually have a number for that, because I'm curious.
I mean, 30 is standard for an assault rifle.
It has 5 magazines with 30 in each, yep.
Yeah, that doesn't hold for 30, there's no way.
Or in Armored Core 4 Answer, actually, completely different. Magazine capacity is 150.
That's delusional.
Which is really funny. And it has 5 magazines still. I think they buffed it in that game for some reason. Well, probably because all the things got buffed in that game, I think. Because they wanted to make the game more ridiculous. So, next page, we get a couple more weapon sketches we'll go over kind of quick. You know, we'll just look at them because we may as well while we're here. If you just were here for the AC, you've already heard about it, but, you know. the O1 Hitman, this is a cool-looking machine gun. It's just a standard machine gun. It basically looks like a machine gun version of the Marv is the thing. And if you look at the top, it even has, like, the same, like, design for the magazine and stuff. Like, this is clearly just like, it's like a lower caliber machine gun version of the Marv, which I think is really neat, that they have this like design through line.
It's also the one that you get by default when you have starter Alia.
That makes sense. Then we have my favorite, actually, the Motor Cobra, which is the upgrade of the Hitman. The Motor Cobra is a very fast firing machine gun with a really high capacity, very high capacity rounds. It actually has 2 cameras on the top of it also, which is pretty neat. Like, I just love the shape of this thing, though. Like, the way that the barrel is now in the middle of, like, the 2 rails there. Which, it's already in the middle of the rails on the Hitman as well, because it's a shortened barrel compared to the Marv. Because the Marv normally has the barrel that sticks out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that you can see, like, the through line here. Also, the Motor Cobra looks like a Halo weapon, and that's why I think
it's cool. I was gonna say, it looks like I would say it looks like the Sentinel stuff from 4, kind of.
I like it, though. And then we also have our first melee weapon, a Beamblade, the O2 Dragon Slayer.
The other starter weapon.
Uh-huh. And this is just a solid Beamblade. It is a Beamblade. You've got, you know, the... It just goes on the arm, and it emits a blade, and you slash with it. You do usually, like... Depends on your leg, actually. That's what determines how you slash, which I think is interesting, is what type of leg you're using. So, the way that you use stabs is they specifically put stabs on quad legs. They're the ones that go forward and stab.
Interesting.
Yep. But yeah, you can see, though, it's just very standard beam blade. It's really cool looking. I like the way it looks like it has, like, a sort of, like, generator in the middle there. Like a spinny generator.
I assume that's just the emitter, because you've got the when you see the back, there's a little like there's a very conspicuous little square pack there, which I assume is a battery or something.
Probably. And then below that you have something that I was excited to talk about, and why I was like, oh wait, we need to talk about the weapons, because we have the Moonlight.
The classic, the O7 Moonlight armored core blade.
Yep. If you are a Kingsfield fan or a Souls fan, you may find this familiar, but hey, they have been putting Moonlight Greatswords in games that aren't Kingsfield for a long time, and that includes Armored Core. And like the Moonlight, it emits a blue blade. That's like one of the major things with it, is the blade always has to be blue. They made sure to give it this really cool, like, big design. It's kind of funny because it still fits, like, the aesthetic of, like, the Motor Cobra and all that. Like, it's got, you know, the pointy armor, and then you have this really big beam emit out of, like, the middle. Mm-hmm. It's great. Love it. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad there's a lot of notes on the design, so I'm sure that they really wanted to go hard on making a Moonlight.
Is the way you get it weird in this one? Because I remember in 2, the way you got it was, like, there was a mission where you went to a temple, and it was on an altar, and it's like, why is this cutting-edge, like, experimental sword just on this random temple altar?
So in this game, sadly, I don't think it is. Yeah, no, you don't actually get it, You get it specifically just as a reward for, like, getting through a certain arena on one of the hidden paths.
Gotcha.
Because there are multiple story paths. I will say AC4 doesn't do as much exploratory elements. It's mostly focused on just doing the mission, like, in a very straightforward way. Which, I kind of miss some of the weirder missions, because you did have, the mission where you are going through a temple that still has, like, fireball traps and shit in it for some reason. It's really weird. But... Also, I do appreciate, though, how, like, straightforward the missions are in their own way. The Moonlight's cool, though, and I'm always glad when they include that in non-Kingsfield games. Finally, we have a shoulder cannon, and I've never used this thing, so I don't even know what it is entirely. Let me double check.
It must be a beam cannon.
Let me see something.
No, it has a magazine on it. And it looks like one of their ballistic magazines, so maybe it's not beam.
It might just be like a machine gun or something. Fourth generation armored core parts, thank you. Okay. It's
a big barrel for a machine gun.
Oh no, it's a flash rocket. Oh, that's why I haven't used this stupid thing. I forgot about this. This is the one that's a flash bomb that disables opponent cameras. Right, I've never used this in my life.
Well, that's shitty.
Yeah, no, this is just, it literally just launches a rocket that, if you hit it directly, it will, like, blind the opponent. Like, so, I don't ever trust, here's the thing I'm going to talk about. In video games where you can do things like that obscure sight, I never trust using those on computer opponents. I know a lot of games actually do make them work on them, but I just don't trust them. I don't know, it's just my brain goes, but it's a computer, why would it care?
Yep.
And so that's why I would never use this.
And I mean, I think that's fair. I don't know. Like, recently I played Code Fairy, right? Mm-hmm. And there's the mission where you're playing as the base of Ifrit, and you have, like, smoke launcher. And the smoke launcher works decently well if you haven't been spotted yet. Once you're already in combat, it does literally nothing.
Yeah. No, that's... that makes sense then. All right. We also have the stabilizers here. Not going to go super over those, but basically you can see like the stabilizers that are meant for these parts. Again, you can put anything on anything, but you can see like on the head, you have like a single, you have two sizes of horn for the front nose. You have two sizes of horn for the two front horns that point forward. And I love the way those look. You can see like the little collar, pieces there. Again, there's always two sizes of, most stabilizers. You can actually see it has Gundam style front skirts. They go on the front of the legs, which is a little weird, like on the thighs, but you can have front skirts on it.
Hmm.
The middle bottom one is a back stabilizer, so you can put those on the back. And those sometimes, here's the thing, if your AC is balanced, there's almost no reason not to just put a stabilizer there if you just think it looks cool, if it's not going to imbalance you, because sometimes they just look cool. Like, I love that tail unit you can put on it. Fun fact, originally the stabilizers looked like they were going to have way more function, but it looked like From was also a little too ambitious, so they pulled back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad, but I get it. All right, we are not done yet, though, because here's the thing. Unlike a lot of machines, like in Armored Core, we can talk about some weird lineages with this, because if you go to the next page, the 0072 page, we're not going to actually look at that quite yet, because these are all roughs, and maybe we won't even look at the roughs just because it would be too much to talk about. So I'm going to say go to page 74-6.
Okay.
This is the 002B.
What the fuck?
This is a prototype next. It's the 002, so it came before. It is a seemingly autonomous mech next. By the way, it is huge. It's one of the reasons this is not necessarily a suitable for mass production thing, because here's a picture of it in-game, fighting with a next.
That's really big.
This is basically like an evil giant version of the Alia in some ways, right? Like, if you look at the head, it's got like a weird, it almost looks like a military cap type head, but it still has like the eyes from the Alia, like the strip of like, you know, cameras.
Which Future I think Gundam, really cool. So I won't go too deep on it, but it kind of reminds me of the Kshatriya.
Mm-hmm.
With those shoulders.
You got, yeah, and then, like, the torso. This is just, like, you bigged an Alia in a lot of ways, right? Because, like, a torso, you've got, like, the front pointy part. It has the gap with all the heat sinks. And then you've got, like, the bottom pointy part. You know, on either side of the torso, though, you've also got these three giant circular parts? Don't know what they do. Doesn't have them labeled or anything, but you just got, I presume, Kojima energy tanks. I'm gonna always say just Kojima particle tanks. For the arms, I like these arms a lot because I love, like you mentioned, you've got these really big shoulder binders that are just these gigantic shields that mm-hmm. I think look really cool. I really like this thing. It has, so on the arms also, you have, so I'm trying to see on the right arm, is it holding the rifle? I can't tell if it's holding it. Or if it is actually it is an arm rifle. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the right arm, the lower arm is just this huge rifle. Specifically it is a, either a plasma or a Kojima rifle. It's not quite clear what kind of rifle it is, but you know, it does like the big electrical shots. It is an energy weapon. It has a huge energy weapon for the right arm.
Sure.
You don't get to use this in-game, I should know. That's why we don't have all the information. For the left arm, we also have a... it has a PA rectifier mounted on the left arm, which... So, PA rectification is where you create, like, the primal armor fields, right? Like, and that's what creates the shield around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you turn it into a concentrated beam of Kojima particles, or, like, of, like, the particles? It basically, is just a better version of the beam sabers that they use. And it does, like, a huge beam out of the arm that can also just stay on. Because that's the other thing. When you use, like, the beam weapons in Armored Core, they don't stay on all the time. You swing them, and while you're swinging them, you turn them on, and then they turn off. And This is usually explained as leaving them on would be very, like, bad for, like, the blade, and it's very energy inefficient, so they only ever, like, turn on at the moment of use. This thing just has, like, a really cool one that can just stay on and just swing at you and, like, do combos.
So it's just like a cutting beam.
Yeah, because usually, that's another thing, right, is usually in Armored Core, you don't do a combo, you do a slash, and then you back up. this thing will combo you. I should note, this is also, like, a big boss, by the way.
Of though, course. Yeah.
In Armored Core 4, you fight three of them at once. You also fight four of them in Armored Core 4 Answer in the mission where you fight them. So, yeah. They're pretty cool. I like them, though. I always love when the bosses are just, what if you had a huge robot? Just an absolutely gigantic robot. But yeah. With the legs, again, you can really see, like, the Alia influences. Like, the way that the legs are, like, on the upper leg, and, like, the way, like, the knees are, it's very similar. It's just a bigger, beefier version of what is already, like, you know, present there. Even has similar feet with, like, a three-toed feet, but because of how big the feet are, you have, like, a distinct, like, the two rear toes, instead of being toes, are more like heels, because it has a big gap at the bottom of the foot for when it's standing.
Yeah, it's a real big bastard.
Yeah. It is fast, also. It will also self-destruct, by the way, should note. It will self-destruct, because it is a bastard. That's what also why they think it is, like, autonomous, is because there never seems to be any pilots, and also the fact that they will kill themselves to kill you. On the shoulders, those shoulder things, by the way, instead of just being shields, I should note they are also boosters. There are thrusters in them, and you can actually see on the next page the way that they, like, open up and have, like, these nozzles and move around, which is pretty cool. You can also see its overboost unit, technically, because the back of this thing does open up and have, like, an overboost unit, which is pretty cool. The head, I love this head design, because, like I said, it's just, like, a really mean-looking version of the Alia head, and it also looks like it's wearing, like, a hat. Like, it reminds me of, like a Commandant hat or something weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I can see it. Yeah.
It's, like, yeah, it's, like, or, like, some weird, like, boxy hat. Which I like about it. And then, like, you've got a bunch of, like, little, like, heat radiators on the back. This thing's covered in, like, those, like, you know, what look to be heat sinks all over it. And then, finally, not on the next page, because, again, these are concepts, so I'm gonna have you go to page, let me see where we have the actual final design, 78 here, we have the Unit 00 of Aretha. You may have noticed something also about all of these units. All the ones that are named are, in fact, named after singers. Mm-hmm. You have the Alia, the Alicia, and the Aretha. The Aretha is the 00. This is technically from before the story started. This is before Nexar sort of thing. This is like a different super prototype. And it's also really weird. I don't even know how to go about describing this thing.
How many Gatling guns does it have on that Gatling gun?
You've got... Oh.
It looks like five. It looks like it might be five.
Yeah, I think it's five total.
It has six-barreled Gatling guns.
Yeah, it's okay. A 6x5 there. I'm glad we have that at the front there, and it shows how they are even arranged. So, yeah, this is also a giant one, much like the 002B. But this is, like, the earliest prototype, and this is a really weird one. This is actually the final boss in, Armored Core 4. And then in Armored Core 4 Answer, some of these show up in a later mission as well. It's pretty big. And it's also weird proportions, right? Because, like, the other one we looked at still kind of had, like, proportions that were a bit more normal. This thing is weird. So, the head and the torso are basically integrated together. You can see, again, this looks similar to the Alia, but, like, if you turn the Alia into a monster. And, like, the shoulders have these, are just gigantic. You have these gigantic shoulders with big openings, again, similar in shape to the Alia, but with a lot more vents on them and, like, a lot of, like, outbound cameras. The arms are so weird because they're really long. You've got, like, these really, like, gangly arms that go pretty low, like, when this isn't a standard... Like, when this is standing straight up, like, it can touch the sides of its ankles, basically, the arms were pointing down. As for the legs, again, very similar to like the 002B and the Alia legs, just with more sections to them, right?
Yeah,
like,
now it's got two toe heels in front and back.
And yeah, this is like a weird prototype machine. It is referred to also as the Mutant Core, by the way, which is a funny name for it.
Do you fight this thing in space?
No.
Then how does it do?
It's fucked up.
Like, that Gatling gun, you see some pictures, some of this art here shows it with the Gatling gun. That Gatling gun, this thing is huge. The Gatling gun is as big as it is.
Yeah. It is also covered in boosters, though, too, as you can see all throughout it.
But it shouldn't be able to pick that thing up.
No, that's fine. I'm actually curious. Oh, also, not only does it have a quick boost, it has what is referred to as a mega quick boost.
Sure.
Okay. Which is to say, it disappears in almost a blur of red flames. It almost looks like it teleports because of how fast it moves. Trying to close combat it, it is tantamount to suicide, which is very funny. It also leaves redirecting flares when it does the quick boost, so missiles will not lock onto it. Also, what it has is something we haven't talked about yet because it's on other suits, but a thing that is in Armored Core for Answer is some overboosters are weaker in terms of their output, but can do a thing called Assault Armor, which is, it takes all of the primal armor that has been on the outside of your, that you have been, like, deploying around you. You concentrate it, and then you create a bursting explosion with it outward from your body.
Oh, it's a pressure from Maximus.
Yes, but, you know, much more damaging. The Aretha can do this with pretty far range. It also has in the left arm, by the way, it is a plasma cannon. It refers to it with a laser here, but it is apparently in the final game more of a plasma cannon. Just this gigantic ass plasma cannon with like two rails that the barrel is in between. This thing's great. Again, final boss energy all over this, but I love it. These do appear in 4-Answer as well, but they are not as strong in 4-Answer, sadly. That's like the one thing I want to try in 4 is fighting this, because I'm curious about it. I think it's cool. This one I haven't seen like as much in-game, because they made it a little weaker in that in 4-Answer, sadly.
If its weapons were to scale, I would be more supportive, because I do think the basic design looks pretty sick, but it's just ridiculous. It's just an absurd creation.
I mean, it's pretty big too. It is a shambling monster, by the way. It is really weird. Like, here's the thing, like, I love that all the prototypes of the necks, instead of being like distinct robots, I mean, you even saw it like probably when you scooched by the rough sketches of these things, they were basically just designed as monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is fun. But, yeah, no. I just also love that you have, like, a through line to, like, the Alia through these, right? Like, because the Alia is, like, the next, and then you have the Aretha, and then the 002B, which are, like, just kind of, you know, weaker versions of it. Or stronger versions of it, I should say. Sorry, not weaker. Definitely not weaker. Oh my god, not weaker. Because they are, again, they are the Armored Core equivalents of mobile armors, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I love this robot a lot. I think this is just a really cool robot, and I love the way that they, like, I do feel like this is a very suitable design for, like, hey, we're doing, like, a next-gen thing. We want something that looks fast, looks mean, accentuates everything about what the designs in this game are. I think it is, like, the representative of, like, 4-Answer and, like, 4, like, just as a design. Which, you know, is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think of these, yeah. I like the Alia the most, and then I like the Aretha next most. The B is fine.
It's fine. It's I like it because it's a fun final boss design, right? Like I like mecha that feel like bosses, and that's what Armored Core does a lot, is like, you're already in a big robot. What if we made a really big fucked up robot?
Yeah.
They love doing that. And I love when they do that. Yeah. I was thinking there were some other things we could go over, but honestly, going over all like the rough stuff would be adding a lot of time, and we actually talked about this for a surprising amount of time. There's a lot to go over because if we're covering a new universe. And, you know, it's cool. I guess that would be it. Do you have any final thoughts on this, Six?
No, not really. I mean, just I want to play more Armored Core.
That's fair. Oh, by the way, sending you this too earlier in the book, because of what we were talking about with like how much work they put into the robots, but like, I love this like reference chart for them being like, okay, you have to make things within these constraints because you need things not to like clip into each other, which I think is really fun that this is like their design. And then of course, they tested how far they could play that, and while we're not covering this episode, I want to show you. Do you want to see the lightest next in Armored Core 4's universe?
Sure.
Take a look at this friend. This is by Espino. Espino is the company. I'm spacing on the... Oh, Sobrero. Right, Sobrero. This is the lightest AC in the game. It does not have arms, and it... Here's the thing. It, technically speaking, when in combat, follows all of those guidelines, but also its shapes are real fucking weird. I just wanted to show you that, though, because it's one of the ones where they had fun with a shape based on the designs.
Yeah, it's a strange-looking lad.
Yep. But, alright. So, Six, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar. You can, that's SixDetmar. You can find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Dylan, where can people find you?
You can find me at lowpolyrobot on twitter.com. And yeah, that would be all. And I do not have a quote. I'm trying to think of like, there are quotes from
Armored Core. You know, there, you can talk about, listen, you look at that, you look at Aretha there, right? Dream and hope as they might, the next pilots know that those who dare take on giants rarely live to tell the tale.
Pretty good.
Peace.